Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Previously on Stories from the Grey Hill Free Company.
All right, Big T, you put on the Sword Sage amulet. Nothing happens immediately.
Okay.
Oh,
nice.
I thought I'd feel stronger.
You can swim very well with this ring, he says, kind of cryptically. You misidentified the animal, but have absolutely identified the path it's taking.
I wave and then stop waving in case that's rude in bear.
Yeah, that's big G.
Why'd they get so big?
Oh, that's just greeting you. They were saying hello.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, I guess, yeah, that was to the bear's cave. Let's head this way.
You realize after a little while that this is a circle. You are going in a circle.
Yeah, this is literally
back to where you were before. Grey Dove slowly lowers his spear when he sees Tree Stump willing to die for this spider. That is quite a tale. Grey Dove calls out, follow me.
Excellent.
You walk until you come to what must be the center of this circle. In the center, there's a small clearing area, maybe not very big, like a 30-foot diameter space, not entirely large. Within it, there is a twisted, gnarled, ancient-looking squat tree. The tree is very different to every other one around it. This forest is mostly made out of cedars and pines, but this tree, well, it doesn't look like any tree you've ever seen before. The bark is a kind of like a slight bluey color, and it doesn't have any sort of familiar shape or anything like that. The leaves that fall off the tree have a similar bluish color, but much lighter. So, well, actually not that similar, I suppose. A much lighter bluish color, almost like a cyan, in fact.
Yeah.
And at the base of the tree, slowly seeping out and into the earth beneath it, you see a similar to the leaves, actually, bluish sap is slowly oozing out and into the earth. Once you step into this clearing area, you get like you feel like a wave come over you. For you, Glubble, this wave is kind of like energizing almost. You feel a little bit more vitalized here.
Mm.
Like your connection to nature is stronger. You think your spells within this area, your spells have a much more powerful effect.
Yeah.
Tree Stump, when you walk into this area, you feel the significance of the area, but you don't think you're going to get any benefit out of it. You just know there's significant magics here.
Oh, this is special.
Yeah.
I was going to say, was I allowed to come? Because I follow.
Yeah, you're allowed to walk in. Maybe there's like a moment where when you feel yourself stepping up towards the barrier, you hesitate, and then Grey Dove turns to look at you. He's dismounting from the elk. He turns to look at you and he gestures saying that you're allowed in. What circle are you?
Circle of Swamp.
You feel not only access, not only like a strengthening of your magic, but you feel like you now you're able to tap into other types of druidic circle magic in this place.
Yeah.
This is a circle of stars specifically. Yeah. And that is the circle that Grey Dove is part of. You now have some basic abilities from Circle of Stars.
Hmm.
Within this little space, you can cast, not that it's going to come up much, but within this specific space, you can cast the Guidance Cantrip, and you have Guiding Bolt prepared. But it's once again, this is probably not going to become relevant.
It's literally within the confines of this particular circle. Yeah. Yes, right. Huh. Yes. thank you for letting me into your circle. Great. It's very, very appreciative.
Please, have a seat, he says. He gestures just to the dirt, I suppose. Everyone just sits down, kind of cross-legged, except Chantel, who can't in armor. Actually, Chantel and Yeola both wear heavy armor. Both of them kind of take like a... maybe more like a leg splayed out. You know how someone will sit on a picnic blanket with kind of like their legs...
Mm.
Kind of one on top of each other and then kind of tucked a little bit.
Yeah.
You know the sort of sit I'm thinking of? Yeah, Yale and Chantel must adopt
that. If you've got really
that.
High-waisted tight pants or you're wearing a skirt.
Yeah. Love is blind, sits cross-legged. Greydov moves about the druid circle. He seems to be doing like small incantations and stuff to himself. As every now and then, in between spells and whatnot, he turns to look at you and asks... there is limitations to what I can do here.
Yes. Like, I'm pretty sure that my original body, as much as I loved being so very wet, I think that might be out of the realm of or grasp, shall we say. That's okay, you know. It was my face. I like my face. But look, anything is better than this face currently.
It takes quite a long time for Greydov to do whatever it is he's doing. You recognize, Glubble, you recognize some of the magics. It's like he's basically preparing a reincarnation spell, but like a modified version of it because you're not dead.
Yes.
Basically a spell to give you a new body.
Good. Yes. Just like what happened to that beer lady. but yes, with less... spikes.
It takes him quite some time. Not only is this a spell clearly that he must be within the circle here to actually even cast, but it's not even a default version of the spell, so it's going to take some time for him to cast this spell.
It's like surreptitiously casting like Goodberry to like eat and pant the others. It's like, don't want to be rude, but I am a little hungry.
While you're within the circle, none of you feel the desire to drink or eat.
Never mind. Not even hungry a little bit.
While it takes so long that, in fact, the sun sets and the stars and moon come out. Within this circle, you get a perfect... You know how the sky never looks as nice as it does in photographs? It looks like a photograph. You can see it is so clear for you right now, the stars and moons above. You can see galaxies and swirls of color above you. You see them shift. You can see them so well that you can see them shifting and moving. It looks like a light display above you. Also, when the moons and the stars come out, the tree begins to, like, it's a kind of a subtle thing. It's not really, you don't notice it until it's done, but it looks like there are stars within the sap and within the leaves of the tree. They sparkle just as the sky above you does.
Sounds beautiful.
To finish the ritual, Greydov gets a wooden bowl, puts it down by where the sap is pooling out of the tree, and collects some of the sap into the bowl. He wanders over to you, Glubble, kneels down, and holds out the bowl for you to drink from.
I slurp it up with my... hybrid spider human mouth or human fish boy mouth. Whatever's going on right now. I don't want to think about it.
Wispy motes of light begin to swirl around you, Glubble. They pick up speed and more of them begin adding and adding and adding until, Tree Stump, you cannot see Glubble. He is consumed by light. The lights slowly lift him up into the night sky. And then it becomes quicker and quicker and quicker and quicker. And then it's like a shooting star, but in reverse. He shoots up and you see him arc through the night sky. And then you see him shoot back down. And then it's the same thing, but in reverse. As he slowly floats down with the swirling motes of light that begin to bleed off now in reverse, you see that his form has changed. Let me roll.
This is so special.
That's what I like. Imagine that it's been like the only sound you're hearing is like a.
Glubble, you are human.
Yeah, I'm so dry. Well, I got teeth. What? Ha! I just, like, stare at Chantal. What do you do with this? Yeah. I'm very dry there. Very dry. Very dry. Thank you, Gravedorf. Oh my god, I have. That's thank you for that. I look down and immediately I'm very happy that I no longer have spider genitals. Can I have
Cass, can you tell me a language? Just pick any language.
Okay.
Draconic?
Draconic, thank you. All right, that's all.
Oh, do I have like a shawl or something?
Can I have a shawl or something? It's nice to have a
Oh, you got shame now. Yeah. You got to cover it up.
Well, Chantal stands up. She has a cape. She takes her cape off and gives it to you.
Oh, thank you. Because like with the fish, it's all everything is inside. So does it retract?
No.
Who are you saying that to?
I'm guessing Chantal or anyone.
Chantal shakes her head. In my experience, it doesn't typically.
Yeah. Yeah. Doesn't get in the way.
I wouldn't know, she says.
Yeah. Yeah.
I suppose you can find out.
And you don't need to be wet all the time.
I don't think so. I'm not.
In my experience, once again, I wouldn't know, she says.
Yeah.
She pats you on the back.
I try and walk, I guess, very clumsily, having gotten used to 8 legs and before that, fins?
Dude, it's like riding a bike. You never really forget how to use 2 legs.
Oh, it's so nice having 2 legs. Ah, that's so good. I stretch and try and fire web.
Well, your desire for fresh meat is gone, but your desire to form a corporation and fucking restrict people's rights has come back.
Oh, yeah!
Come back.
It's one thing that fish people and humans share.
Yeah. Corporations and a desire to restrict the rights of others.
Yeah, well, at least it'll make blending into society a little bit easier. Oh, I'm going to have to tell my mother some interesting things. Thank you so much, Grey Dove. Oh, I so appreciate this. Oh, thank you so, so much.
You may stay the night here if you wish, Grey Dove.
Oh, please, can we? Yes. Do we have the nicest dreams in the whole world?
You don't need to sleep either. You just spend the entire night on your backs, all of you, spend your entire nights on the backs staring up at the night sky.
Beautiful.
Cass looks so happy.
It's so beautiful.
Hey, I got a little bit smarter with this new brain of mine.
Technically, I should have actually adjusted that. Your mental stats shouldn't actually change.
Yeah.
Just your physical ones.
Yeah. Well.
Actually, I don't know how. Hang on, let me look up reincarnate. Yeah, it doesn't actually say anything. Oh, just older versions of that spell I know were like physical attributes change, but mental ones do not. Well, let's not worry about it. Whatever. Yeah. I guess you got a little smarter for some reason.
Yeah, it's nice.
Well, I suppose...
Bigger brain.
Yeah, to go through some things. You probably learned things.
Yeah. That's very refreshing. I guess in the morning, after being well-rested, we'll thank Grey Dove further.
In the morning, beyond just being well-rested, all of you reach level 4.
Ooh!
Yeah. Yeah,
wow. I feel stronger too.
Oh, this is very, very nice. Oh, wow. Wow, I feel reinvigorated, shall we say. That's nice, yeah. Ah.
And now a word from our sponsors.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.
The one thing that you're really missing when you listen to D&D is for Nerds is that you can't see how hot we are. And let me tell you, we are smoking. But don't worry, your prayers, yeah, they're answered.
If you search for Sans Pants Radio on YouTube, you'll find a brand new filmed D&D is for Nerds adventure based heavily on the Icewind Dale campaign, where Cass, Zamet, and myself find ourselves trapped in a cave beneath the ice, and nothing is quite what it seems. There's suspense, there's paranoia, there's a gnome named Tempeste who I would die for, plus, like I said, we're all very good looking. So head to YouTube, search for Sans Pants Radio, subscribe because you love us, and watch D&D is for Nerds presents Icewind Dale.
Zamet.
Yes.
Would you like a feat or an ability score improvement?
I reckon some kind of feat.
All right. Cass is getting a feat. I tricked you. Cass picks for you. Cass, don't pick feat now that you know he wants that.
Oh, no, I was picking a feat. I was picking a feat for Cass.
Yeah,
oh,
we know.
Okay. I thought I was tricking you.
No.
You've been doing this every time.
Yeah.
All right.
And I was going to pick feat.
Actually, you know what? Just give me a broad ballpark of something you'd like Cass to be able to do.
I'm trying to think. I would say, I guess it's got to be something strength-based, something kind of like... Yeah, something like, yeah, strength-based, which you can do a lot more damage, shall we say. Like, you know.
All right, let's go Savage Attacker. Once per turn, when you roll damage for a melee weapon attack, you can re-roll the weapon's damage dice and use either total.
Yeah, that's good.
All right, and I guess both of you are getting feats. Cass, without looking at Zamet...
I think that it would be very kind to give Possum over here the ability to get wet once more. What can we give him for wet? I want him to be comfy in the wet. I think he'll be happier, and a happy friend is a strong friend.
Sure.
I'd rather work with someone who was happy at their job. I think it's good for everyone if we're all feeling joy. I just want this new body to feel like home.
Surely there's got to be like, oh yes, and now you get the ability to cast, I don't know, either web or like wall walking at will.
Really? There actually isn't.
Oh!
I can find something that gives you first level spells, but there doesn't seem to be any first level spells.
Thought this game was about to be exploring your imagination, living out your dreams.
Right?
Oh, wait, here we go.
I can't...
All right. Shape water.
Around you for wet times, but you can breathe.
Yeah. Web is not on this list.
Ah,
but I'll give you the closest thing
to shape water.
Jump for to jump in.
Yeah, makes sense. Oh yes, look, wet from when I was a fish boy, and jump from when I was a spider. That's how past life memories work.
Yeah. You remember it's muscle memory, but for the soul.
Yeah.
You see wet, you're like, oh, thank God, and then you huff it. You huff as much wet as you can, and you will realize, and you'll be able to spit it out.
Oh, you guys don't have that, huh? No gills.
And mending to fix your water wings. All right, so you also get to pick a new cantrip. The 15th one. 1, 2, 3, 4. Thorn whip it is, baby!
All right.
You got a shitload of spells now.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And I will update all of your allies as well.
Does Big T get anything else, or was it just a...
It was just the one thing, I think, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Barbarians be simple like that.
Yeah, yes.
If I can hit very hard, good.
I've got Shape Water twice.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Well, you've got it from two different sources, I think. So you could cast it twice.
But can
it's
you?
A cantrip.
Yeah, because you can cast it.
Cass and Adam, you fucked me.
Don't get mad at me. Get mad at Cass. I didn't even know you already had it. I was genuinely trying to stick to the fucking script on that one.
Yes, we are. Here we are. Can I trade out my druid shape water for something else, Adam?
All right.
Thank you.
He's been through a lot. I think it's only fair.
I can learn infestation. I'm going to do that one. Get bugs all up in you.
Oh, that's good. That's very good. It's like because you were bug.
Yes.
You were bug.
I was bug.
All right. And that is your party leveled up.
Really?
Right. Well, I feel a little bit stronger. This human body is pretty good, I must say.
Eh. Oh, you like it?
Yeah, I'm a little bit taller. That's quite nice. I don't know what this stuff is. I start scrubbing up my hair or whatever. It's just only hair and
oh,
like
oh no,
the
you
face
come out
area.
Of that like Neo. You
I'm bald as shit. Yeah. Oh, growing hair is going to be an experience.
Oh no.
Something seems to have happened over the night. My scalp, it's gone from being deliciously, wonderfully smooth to a little bit, I don't know what this is. Kind of like yours, but short. I don't know. It looks like.
Oh, maybe they're coming out for the first time.
It's itchy. It's itchy.
Ew.
Oh, I'll be so itchy. Body hair as well. Ah, oh, my lord.
Growing all of your hair now.
Oh. Yeah. But
oh,
if you've just
forward
come
to
out
so many fucking ingrown hairs.
No, I reckon if you've just come out smooth like Neo, it means that your skin is already really soft and highly moisturized, and
oh, good point.
You
good
probably
point.
Why would that have be true? Isn't
when I said
new
coming out like Neo, I mean with no hair. That's it.
Not like isn't, like in the egg goop.
Isn't this
well,
like
you
a
didn't
fresh
come out of the egg goop.
Where did it come from?
You came Star from goop. Magic.
So yeah, so fresh body. Is that to grow?
Well, magic can make a rough body. I mean, it is fresh.
If all the
you're
cells
smooth
are
as a
new,
baby boy.
If yeah, all yeah. of the cells are new, then that means there's no dead skin for the hair to get trapped under.
We didn't roll to see what age you'd be when you came out.
Huh.
Mm.
I mean, that seems no, like I something think we should do. D100?
Actually, I think in earlier versions of the spell, for earlier editions, I think it specifies that you come out as like you are reincarnated as that race in its prime. So you'd probably be like mid-20s, maybe-ish.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Thereabouts.
So if you had this, so you could just keep, like, running into the spike, as it were, and
yeah,
be hot
constantly
forever.
Reincarnate oneself.
Yeah.
It's how some druids, yes, have definitely circumnavigated that pesky thing called death.
Yes, annoying.
It is a druidic secret, so, everybody, shush.
No, I won't tell. I don't even know what happened.
That's right.
I can't tell.
Exactly.
If people listen to me, they'd think I'm not telling
think,
the truth.
I think the gods and nature itself would probably get a bit peeved at you if you tried to unnaturally extend your lifetime.
Yeah, it's not very druidic, shall we say. Yeah.
Tis unnatural.
But what if you were being really helpful?
Well, then it's probably part of the, I guess,
well, then you
the
shouldn't
perks.
Need to. If you're being really helpful, nature should just be like, you can live forever, sure.
Oh, that's sick. Thanks, nature.
So if you're good enough, you get the reward of never die.
There are a lot of abilities that let you not die.
Or age, I think, from memory.
I don't know if it's in in this edition, but there are like two different classes, monk and druid, I think, where when you get to like level 20, they're like, you stop aging. Don't worry about
it. It's fine. You're beautiful. You're beautiful just the way you is. Oh, I've got to get used to a human anus.
Surely that'll be like a fish anus.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Sorry. Did I not explain that? You get given the fish anus, but you're a human otherwise.
Okay.
Just long strings
Thank
for this
God.
Boy.
You get given
the long fish and anus. Stringy.
But unfortunately, the fish anus let you taste, and this body doesn't like the taste. That
you
is
you
not canonical. That is just awful.
Right, well, he says, thank you very much, Greydar, for your hospitality. I really appreciate it. I can really, like, inform Greydar of. I mean, he knows about the, you know, the whatever that was under the dwarven temple, I guess inform him about all the other adventure we have had. The spider.
You tell him about the elder evil in the dwarven stronghold.
Yes, we got the scary.
I think we mentioned the elder evil before.
Oh no, you had. Yeah.
So yes. See if there's any more update on that from him, but do talk about like yes, there's that fey spider that we sent running. And by the way, there is a elder god of frog or something running some incredible place to for the north. Have you been?
No, I cannot say I've ever have. I don't get a lot of time outside of the forest.
I recommend vaguely, if you get a spare of like 5 or 10 minutes, it is incredible.
I am vaguely aware of it, I suppose. I've met some travelers and whatnot that have been to or from.
Yeah.
Can't say I'm interested in going, though.
Look, fair enough. It's very enchanting, shall we say.
It's very strange.
I don't like roofs.
Yes. Well, it's a very big
so
roof.
So many roofs.
Yeah. Yeah, all blacked out, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not
I don't think I'd enjoy being somewhere where I couldn't see the sky.
Yeah, you can't even really tell what day it is, to be honest.
Yeah, that sounds
bright lights and
awful.
Yeah, you lose a lot. Lose a lot.
Yes. A lot beyond even just physically. I've heard you also lose money.
Oh yeah, that's what I was talking about. Oh. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Not that I care much, but doesn't sound pleasant.
Mm. Anyway, thank you very much again. Anything we can do for you other than our gratitude?
No, it's all right. Part of the deal, I suppose.
Yeah. You don't want anything?
No, I don't. What would you have to offer me?
We've got a terrible ring, I think, that the kobolds made.
What do you think of this? Do you think it'll turn you into a boat?
He looks at it. He picks it up, holds it for a second, hands it back to you, and he says, I don't really understand those sorts of magics. Yes, that is whatever that is. Holds no interest for me.
Okay, well, if you ever find yourself near the swamplands and the grove of the swamps, you're, of course, more than welcome to enjoy our hospitality. Thank you so very much. And good luck with it all. And
he mounts back up. I'll lead you out of the forest, at least.
Very appreciative.
He takes you to the forest's edge, gestures. You can see outside of the forest, you can see the path that you came from. Well, I can protect you within the forest, but outside of it, you are on your own. So, good luck to you. There is still a lot of unrest and troubles in the area. I don't know much about it. I am just aware of it.
We'll go back home and inform, I guess, our higher-ups, shall we say, and hopefully
inform
them
of the Fae Spider and the Elder Evil?
Yes. And that bird thing.
Big bird.
But, good news, the kobolds, though, taken care of.
The big bird's probably gotten stronger because of it.
Gradov seems kind of like miles away. He has kind of like one of those distant expressions. He looks out over the grasslands towards where you're inevitably heading and then turns back to you and says, well, if there are any further adventurers coming, I should probably... I don't want adventurers just stomping around my forest.
Yes. Probably not, yes. And anything? Okay.
Well, if any further adventurers are coming, I'll set up some sort of messaging system so that they can contact me before they break things that they do not understand.
Yes, they are often very much just trespassing past and they'll look, they see a bear, and of course their first instinct is always to stab the bear. Never to just like let the bear do its own thing, you know?
Yes, they're likely to get themselves or someone else killed.
Yes. They just don't appreciate the things that we appreciate.
It's not good.
Well, please. He says, I must be away. I have duties to attend to. Yes, and I will hunt down that phase spider. On its own, perhaps I will be enough.
Good luck.
He nods. All right. Good luck to you, he says. May our paths cross in more favorable circumstances.
Yes.
Well, he rides back off into the woods.
Goodbye.
He, at your final goodbye, he gives like one last little looking away from you, like a wave facing away from you. He gives like one last wave, and then it feels like he kind of dematerializes into air.
God, this is cool.
Yes, such a very
cool new body.
Powerful.
Do you have a favorite bit yet?
I'm quite fond of these, like the elbow there. It's very dry, I find. Yeah, no matter what I'm doing, quite like the feet. They're not webbed, which is very, very interesting.
I think it's distinctly less funny than it used to be.
Yes, of course. And I must say, even though it doesn't, detract or whatever, the penis is very, very fun. Must say. Haven't figured out the human anus there. Still a puzzler.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, I don't know what the human one's like, but I've seen a fish, and if I'm comparing myself to a fish, I'd pick fish. It seems easier.
Can I get you both to roll the encounter dice?
7.
Yeah, 3.
All right. And then on the final day, right before getting to the back to camp, one more from each of you.
11.
11. Matchy.
Oh, no.
The worst number you could possibly get.
Both of you rolled an encounter. So let's just mush them into one big encounter.
Oh, man, we were like... joking.
But 11 and 11 is, I think it's magic. But it's nice magic.
The path crosses over a bridge at one point. And just a small stone and wooden bridge. Quite simple. There's the river or the stream that it runs over isn't very deep or powerful, but it would be annoying to go over. To go through, sorry. The bridge is merely one of convenience. The bridge is quite old as well. You can see it's disused. It doesn't get a lot of activity. Standing on the bridge is a giant creature, bigger than even Tree Stump. God, why did that take so long? The creature is... It's like got a big, giant pot belly, grayish, stony skin, wearing kind of like a simple loincloth. The loincloth looks like it's made exclusively out of hairy animal heads. Imagine just as many animal heads as you can, a loincloth made just out of animal heads.
That's unpleasant.
That's bad.
In one hand, it has just a big wooden club with jagged stony spikes stabbed into it. And the other hand is holding onto what could charitably be referred to as an axe. Imagine the first axe ever made. When humanity didn't really understand how to make an axe, they're like, axe? That is what we're looking at here. The axe blade kind of has many different holes and bumps in it. Rather than running straight down, it kind of runs at an angle as well, where obviously it was just like fitted into the bit of wood wherever it could be. The creature's feet look a little bit like monkey feet. I guess they aren't really feet what monkeys have, but like its feet have that kind of like opposable thumb sort of nature to them. Oof. Finally, and most notably, this creature has two heads. One head has blue face paint on it, and the other head has red face paint on it. You spot each other at about the same time. It is very obvious. Like, it is a very obvious creature. So you see it without much effort. But it also has a height advantage for seeing, so you kind of see each other at the same time.
Yeah.
You also notice as you're approaching that the two heads, after seeing you, turn to each other, and you can see that it's bickering with itself.
Oh no, a duck.
as you were. Okay.
Oh, who are you talking to? Sorry.
It's bickering with itself. So yeah, go on as you were.
You've approached it. You've just kind of you're within visual range, but not audible range yet.
Has it stopped bickering?
By the time you get there, you kind of catch the end of a conversation.
Well, when I get my money, I'm going to buy all of the big things.
And the other head says, you fool, you dumb idiot. If we buy all of the big things, what will we do with the rest of the money?
Oh, that's a good point. Well, we must save some of the money for more big things.
Yes.
Idiot. Dumb. I'm so sorry.
Excuse me. So sorry to interrupt you. But I hear you're talking about wanting more gold, yes?
The face with the red face paint turns to look at you.
To cross our bridge, you must pay the toll.
Oh, how about this? I'll pay you in some very exclusive advice where you can not just double your money, but triple. Maybe even quadruple your money.
What?
So there's a place just not that far north of here where you can go to, and they have all these incredible things, and you can make 10 times as much money as you are just by standing here. You like games.
If they keep talking, we should crush their heads.
No, yes. Don't do that. No, wait. No. I'll try. No, hang on.
Money!
One of the hand with the big club with spikes in it, drops the club for a second, reaches out, and then makes the grabby motion.
Yes. But you see, as a new form of a human, I understand.
If you want, you can dart forwards and try to grab, yeah?
Yes, please.
All right, combat
begins. Going for the axe, not the hand.
Yeah, I understand. As you dart forward, it's the club, not the axe. As you dart forward, combat begins. They quite clearly think that you're trying to get past them.
But as a human with my newfound love of capitalism...
I didn't say capitalism was a human thing. I said corporations were a human thing.
Sorry, my newfound love of...
is elves.
My newfound love of corporations. And it needs to be, what is more important, gold now or the ability to gain
You're arguing
even more
with a
gold
slobbering brute who
later.
Is trying to crush Tree Stump's head. I'm letting you know.
Tree Stump has made this
a combat encounter.
Well done.
It's always probably going to be.
Yeah, look. We could have had a gambling ogre, and you've taken that away. I just want you to know that.
But why have bigger problem later when I can deal with little problem now?
How little of a problem is this giant two-headed creature going to be? Find out next time on Stories of the Grey Hill Free Company.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this show, then why not head to sanspantsradio.com and listen to some of the other shows on the Sans Pants Network. And if you want to support the show, why not become a member of Sans Pants Plus and get a huge amount of bonus shows and content. Once again, that's sanspantsradio.com.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.